Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. Can you believe it? It's 5:45. This is the morning sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Vesley, Big Dick Toledo. We have rounded it up. We're ready to go. And a beautiful Thursday morning started off. We hit the 100 mark yesterday. You know what they got to stop saying in weather? We get into the 100s. No, we don't. We barely trickle over the 100. Like the 100s is like, and then they say we'll be in the high 100s. That's 900 degrees. Let's stop. Let's be real about this. 120 is not high 100s. It's just hot. And, you know, Royal Norman was losing his mind about it. And are we going to have 145 of these like we did last year? It's like settle down, weatherman. We do this every year. And people always, it's 100 now. It's all different. Did you notice?
Not really.
Me neither. Felt pretty nice.
I didn't notice it. Yeah. Until it's like 110, it doesn't matter.
Right. And there's something weird about like 95 to 105 that just feels okay. Like when it starts to get 90, you're like, oh, it's hot. 95 to 105 is fine. You're right. 110, you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
But oh, well. It's not that bad. You can still
do stuff.
Or it's
not even cool in the shade.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. You know what that means? Most wimpy people are inside. And the golf courses and bike trails and everything else are all yours.
Wide open.
Go get them. Drink water. I have to tell you this story because this is disgusting. So I bought this rental house. It's a house I'm going to rent. And you know, it's a fixer-upper. Going to do some fixing-upping, Brady. And so got in there yesterday. And the guy that's renting from me is in it. And he's called some maids over to clean up from the last guy.
Thorough cleaning.
So first thing my renter, Richard, does is pull the carpet out, right? Which is fine. The maids are there.
There was
only one room, the master bedroom. And I mean, it was just nothing but DNA and blood. I know that. It's just disgusting, right? So they always pull the carpet up and get rid of the toilets in a house, like first things first. So, I mean, this carpet was bad. So we got rid of that in the first hour he's there. It's a great job. The maids, I popped by yesterday. And the dude that was in it before wasn't happy that he was leaving. He was not pleased. He was talking about squat and whatever. He just wasn't happy. So this is a weird. So he didn't clean it at all, really. Just kind of moved out and left. But he left his couch, and they moved the couch, and it's a sectional thing, so it pops open. And the maids are sweeping, and out of the couch, I mean, one after another, are those little plastic hooks that floss your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Just loads of them. I mean, loads
just
of
them. Tossed
dude, just tossing them on the floor or in the couch cushions. Because as the couch moved, it would rain these little floss stickies.
With fingernails.
And then Rich says,
what a slob.
Rich, as he's going, Rich says, he left us a little present on the wall over there before he left, if you wanted to look. This is humanity. This is after a year of all of us saying, you know what? We won't get through anything unless we do it together. This is how we have to be and you know, coexist. So, and we didn't do anything. We just bought a house that was for sale, right? It's not our fault.
Right.
But to the new people who bought the house and to the guy moving into it, left on the wall, sort of in a miniature Marilyn Manson style, was a bloody fingerprint drug down the wall, but it clearly came from his nostril. It was the grossest blood.
Dry nostrils
blood,
again.
Blood boogers. Yeah. On the wall is some sort of message like, here you go. Look, it should have said pigs on it. It was the grossest thing ever. So as I'm talking to Rich as the day goes on. Sorry, I said day goes on. I'm leaning up against that wall not thinking. And there it is just like right on me. I'm leaning right into the bloods. The only place. So to that guy, if you're listening, you win, blood booger adult.
So it just throws out that whole jab that used to hit home with people and businesses. Do you treat your house this way?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
He didn't care. He actually did treat his house that way because I can't imagine ever flossing while I'm watching TV on the couch. I don't like those little plastic things.
Especially when you see them.
Like to me, flossing is floss, scooch the floss down. You don't go back in with the same spot. Right?
It wears it down.
Well, beyond wearing it down, it just pulled something out of between these two teeth. So then you scoot it down.
You nibble that off.
Right. And then you go, at the end, you suck the whole thing down. You get, right? You get like 15 spots of meat and then do the spaghetti strain. And then you throw it away. This dude was taking those little plastic ones that have that high tension wire on it, clicking them out.
They're handy.
Clicking them. Are they?
I
Click it. But it's the same thing. You're just shoving it between. You're putting the food back in your mouth.
You're not flossing enough if you're getting hunks of meat out of there.
But you're flossing because you got something in your teeth. So if you're doing multiple teeth, you just take one. Oh, I got it. And then you take that and put it right back in your mouth in the second one. Not necessarily you're getting it stuck, but you're eating it.
But you could have had some brisket or something that's getting stuck up in there. I'm trying to speak in language you're going to understand.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Brett.
The Thermajet.
Yeah.
Yeah, clear it up for Brady real quick. Let's say you had, I don't know, a reasonable amount of Brady meat. 7 pounds of brisket last night. And you're popping one after it. You're putting it back in your mouth. But, I mean, when that thing moved and she's sweeping and it's just dirt. And I'm looking down, I'm like, there's like 5 dental floss plastics. And then she moved the couch. She sweeps like 6 more. I'm like, it is just disgusting to think that that's how people live, which is why I don't want to go into anyone's homes ever. They may look okay, but you don't know what's in the cushions. My Rich from John Jay and Rich once, this is the worst thing anybody who I kind of trusted as a clean person said. We're talking, he's asking me, he said, you got 5 dogs in the house? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you've got poop in your couch cushions. I'm like, no, I don't. And he goes, yeah, if you got that many dogs, we had it all the time. I'm like, down in the cushions? That means that you just ignored it. The dog can't do that.
Super furry butts. And they had
dog cannot.
Crust on the fur.
Still can't do it. The dog still can't spread the cushions and like shake it off right there. Yeah. It had to be on there and then work its way. And plus, if you noticed it, it had to be in big chunks.
The kids jump on the couch and then it just tumbles around.
Okay. Then your whole family's disgusting. If your kids are jumping on the couch and there's turds bouncing with them, come on. And I'm like, that's an unacceptable way to live life.
You've never seen that?
Yeah. This is why I can't use your bathroom, public bathrooms, go to your house. Touch your stuff. Eat at people's homes. That's what people are like. Come over. We'll cook you dinner. I'm like, no. And then you're at their house, and they have a cat walking along the countertop.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, okay,
I can't stand that.
Okay. That's enough of that. Are you going to prepare food there? Oh, he's fine. I'm not eating. You know what doesn't have that? Restaurants. Let's go there where there's no pet cats walking along the service area.
Depends on the restaurant.
Yeah, right. And if that was going on, would you be like, going to eat here?
Yeah.
No, you would leave like immediately. I got cats in the kitchen. I'm not doing this. Isn't that strange, too? Like if you saw cats in a restaurant, like if you went to Hillstone and there's like, meow. Oh, we have our pet cats in the kitchen. You'd be like, we're leaving. But at somebody's house, you're like, sure, fire it up. Cook something here with these. It's strange. Same with dogs. You just assume it's dirty. But I'll go to a restaurant where there's dogs in the patio or they allow dogs, but. Kitchen dogs are a little strange. They'd be just eating all the food or licking stuff. So anyway, bloody booger guy and a dental floss guy, you win this round. Congratulations.
Wow.
But here's what I know. I believe you had to move back in with a relative. So, take that, Mr. Successful Bloody Booger Man.
You can wipe on those walls.
What kind of adult, and we share the world with these people, thinks to themselves, I'll leave a bloody booger on the wall.
He forgot about it.
No, he didn't. It was fresh, Brady. It was there on his way out.
But we've had that here.
I know.
And at the old station, too.
What?
Even though that was an improvement over there.
But. That is true. That was actually paint.
Yeah.
I would have preferred to have blood on the walls.
Pinstriping.
It's just the strangest thing that adults think that that's okay. I just don't get it, man. But dental floss needs to go into a receptacle. And I do, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not disgusting with the dental floss. Sometimes you look at it and you'll get like that 7-foot strand of popcorn and a little meat, a couple hulls. It's repulsive.
But I don't want to burst your bubble on the restaurant compared to, you know,
you
like
have cats?
Kitchens. No, not cats in the restaurant. Yeah. But if you think a restaurant kitchen is cleaner than.
Oh, I don't.
I mean, it's just.
It's cleaner in the ways that there aren't cats walking around on the counters.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Right.
But there are 20-plus sets of hands all over
My rule is they're held accountable by some sort of state-functioning facility that if I do have something go wrong from you having crap all over your kitchen and I get sick, I can actually – there's retribution. If I go to your house and eat your food and you've got crap on your fingernails, that's why I don't do that. I don't find people's home-cooked meals enjoyable at all, especially Italians. So, they make everything with their hands. Never eat an Italian donut. They use their body parts
clean.
For everything. Now, we make it a hole. Oh, God. Is there anything you people don't do? Emma sent Brett a picture yesterday of a bowl of frozen noodles and some some. It's like a marinara in a jar.
Oh,
and I was putting it in the microwave yesterday, and I thought, oh, man, there's one guy that needed to see this happen.
Bastard.
It was delicious.
No. Put that up on the wall.
Butter and some pepper.
Frame that.
Phenomenal. No. Great stuff. Put it in a bowl. It was big and it was gnocchi. Gnocchi. And there's nothing better than when your Italian meal's done and you hear bing in the microwave and you get to go get it. Oh, microwave.
Son of a bitch.
Frozen. Like you're in the streets of Rome.
It was beautiful. Put a bloody booger on that guy's wall. Let him know we're coming. And I don't know, maybe that is a mob thing. They put a mark on the wall.
That's not boogers, though.
No, it is not boogers.
It's not boogers.
It's gravy.
Pure blood.
That's what we go with. Yeah.
That's what we call it. It's mama's gravy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's mama's gravy. It's awfully. And so some reason a test says human DNA. We don't understand, but it's a gravy on your wall. It's the grossest thing ever. So to humanity, to you booger wipers. Ugh.
So did your renter, did he keep this couch that was raining floss?
He's cleaned it up. He's like a refurbisher. He's like a guy who liked it. And I said it. I'm like, burn it.
Torch it, yep.
And he goes, I'll get some covers. It's a great big couch. It fits the room pretty well. And it's not in great shape, but you cover it up and you wouldn't know. And he goes, I don't know if there's enough I can do here. I'm like, you got to burn it, man. If you put bloody booger.
After the dental floss thing,
but the maids.
It might have dropped in value a little bit.
Yeah, she took it apart. And the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, it had no value. In my world, that couch has no value. In his world, he's like, oh, I can make this work. I sort of admire and also sort of like recoil at people who take other people's furniture and make it okay again without just like taking it apart and putting all new pieces on. But he's just going to put covers on it, and he'll make it look good. I've seen him do it before. I'm like, it'll look good, but I still know the story.
I don't know. It's fine if you're refurbing an antique or something, but this Welcome Back Cotter couch from 1977.
It's got some kind of tweed pattern.
It's actually a nice couch. It's just been abused by
the one that made
dental hygiene.
Be done with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd put it in the front yard and start a fire. But that's
the one
me.
That makes me feel comfortable. Ugh. Like this would be so. I just want to sit down and hang out in it. Is the front porch couch?
Oh yeah.
Or the people that put them on the front porch.
Oh, the hill
like the inside couch that's outside. No, I don't get that at all. It's our old couch. I just can't part with it. You're borderline hoarder. Just get rid of that old couch.
It fits on the front porch.
It looks fine. Leather don't rot in the wood. That's not even leather, sir. That's some sort of pleather mess. Oh, it's so gross. But yeah, humans are just disgusting. And that, you know, I want to get into the mind of somebody who says there's people who bought that house and this renter and these people I don't know making me move. And it's like, no, your house was for sale. It's the other guy you're mad at. Ah. I ain't moving in with my mama, and he booger walls me and then leaves. What's he do when he's – that's why he lives with parents or family. He's booger walling.
You can keep the couch if you want. You mean this the pleather one with the duct-taped arms?
Right. It's not too far from that. And the couch itself was kind of a, I ain't moving that. It wasn't you can keep it if you want. I ain't moving it. It's too big. Fine. Leave it. Now, what boogers all over? The maids, they're the ones I feel sorry for. Those poor ladies – I mean, if you believe the news, they walked all the way up here from like Columbia or something, and they went through hell, and now they're cleaning a booger couch for money in America. These poor ladies were breaking their necks cleaning that place, and they miss booger wall.
Maids in general, though, because I mean,
so sorry.
Think about them like day after Valentine's Day in Vegas cleaning those rooms and stuff.
Well, I noticed
slippery
years ago. I think I may have caused this because I remember I Larry David had a maid in Vegas, it had to be 10 years ago at the Aria. And she's there and she's cleaning stuff up. And I'm like, no gloves. We don't do gloves. What's no gloves?
No.
See? No gloves, huh? You should probably talk to somebody about putting gloves on because I knew what I did to that towel. And it wasn't, there's no way it was dry yet. Like she had to knock on the door. It's housekeeping. Give me a minute. That kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, it was fresh. Like there was
no gloves.
Like there was still pregnancy.
You might
possible.
Want to put them on.
Like routinely wear gloves, right? No.
Leave her alone about the gloves, Larry.
I just want to put some gloves on this lady.
So she's in there, no gloving, and I talked to my casino hostess and another guy who is in charge of something with the facility, and I said, "Why don't your maids and stuff wear gloves?" And they're like, "Oh, we don't make it mandatory." You don't realize what this lady was gunking around in my room while I was watching her. Like, imagine what, and I'm pretty good. I don't like that. I had a friend tell me that his wife likes to, this is gross. When they finish their love session, their marital bliss, she, if it's on, oh God, at a hotel, this is what she does. I don't even know if I, I don't know if I can tell the story. She likes to
squat over the balcony.
Just, no, that would be,
unload it.
That would be cleaner.
Oh,
that
no.
That would be cleaner, Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little Vanilla Rain is cleaner than what she does, which is just rolls around on the bed.
Oh, so she wipes herself
like
up?
Yeah.
Like she's rolling the baseball field?
Well, not like, no, she's not that. I don't think it's that, but she's basically kind of like, you know, when dogs itch their back on the
yeah.
grass? That.
So she's using the sheets, basically.
She's using the sheets is the thing on the bed they don't use in the room.
Oh, so you get a twin. Okay,
well,
you get
so
a double.
Well, in, you know, Brett doesn't understand. Usually you get two bedrooms.
What?
You have two bedrooms in the nicer hotel. So you get the two bedrooms, and they'll go in the hump room, and then she does the thing where she just kind of rolls around and puts it on the sheet.
She scoots like a dog.
And it makes me, you're thinking that it's it's all over, Brady. This is everywhere. And she just kind of, if it's, you know, she'll take the pillows and dab the face if that's necessary and that kind of stuff. And it's just repulsive. And I'm like that. And he goes, yeah, we just do that. And I'm like, what in the world are you doing? Well, you're not even thinking of the maid. You're not even thinking of another human being. That's her job. I'm like, that is not her job. Her job is to go in and clean the place. It is not to make it so you can have a debaucherous mess of a night. But I guess that is kind of their job in Vegas. You kind of accept the idea that that's what you're cleaning up. I mean, I've gone to Vegas by myself and wrecked the sheets and the bed and the towels. Just about everything. And that bathtub and the TV. Oh, the drawers, inside the drawers, outside the drawers. I like it there.
Put in a good dovetail.
But that bathtub full of towels at the end should be handled with gloves. And so the next time I go to the Aria, they had gloves up past their elbows in the cleaning crew. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I had something to do with that because it hadn't been more than a month. And she's like, no. And then it became mandatory.
Yeah, when I was up there in March, they were gloved up to the elbows.
Yeah, yeah, and they have big blue arm gloves. And it's just because people are disgusting. And how come they don't fight for it? Like if I was a maid, I'd be like, we get us gloves. That's part of the deal. We're walking into hazmat situations in these rooms, and people are disgusting. And you would never do that at your house. If you had marital, like you said the other day, you went to moisture farming with the wife there. And if you moisture farmed and then you did your business all over the place, and she just started to scoot around like a dog and wipe it on the bed, you'd be like, you pig. What are you doing? We're going to sleep in this.
Eh, the maid will get it tomorrow.
You would be like, I married a pig. Something in Vegas, it's like, ah, get them. Get those maids. Hey, screw
They're
them.
Getting it today.
Look at me. I'm over here in the coffee table. Ah, gah, gah, gah. Disgusting. Humans are gross. I try to think of the next person that's got to pick that up.
Oh.
But I don't. I'll be honest with you. In Vegas, the towels. That's their job. The towels are their job. And I know you signed up to be a Vegas maid, but Brett's right. The things they have to pick up after a weekend, a Valentine's Day weekend, where every single room is
the basement of the Aria smells like a grove of sissies.
Yeah, sissies. And
did someone spill bleach? Oh, I see. It's the 15th of February. I get it.
I'll bet those maids in Vegas did not catch COVID at all because all the stuff they deal with in those rooms.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Mexican people in Vegas are always pregnant. It's because they're all cleaning those rooms.
What happened?
Towels. I'm a maid at the Aria.
Oh, I understand the towels.
See, I picked up some sheets. Oh, geez.
Well, my wife suffers from the night sweat, so when you clean those sheets, it's a...
These are not night sweats, sir. You're lying.
Well, she did pick up your towel. You kind of have a Jaime Holmberg running around up there in Vegas.
Why would you name it such a terrible thing? Rodrigo is my drink.
Okay.
Rodrigo Holmberg.
That's why in Clark County, regulator. There's 3,000 babies named Aria.
Yeah, could be.
Isn't another baby called Aria, huh?
Actually, it would probably just be room 5126.
This is my friend 5126.
New York, New York, get down here.
Large amount of towel babies have happened, and it's terrifying. So don't be nice to them. Be nice to your maids. Think about the maid next time. Just a little bit. I'm not saying bring your own towel, but maybe afterwards when you wreck a towel, take it in the shower with you and at least, you know, get it wet and then drape it over the edge. You know, clean it up a little bit. Don't just leave it there unless she's not coming until the next day. If you do it at night, it'll be fine by the next morning. That's fine.
Did you do that last time?
What do you mean?
Did you do that last time?
Did you rinse?
Yeah.
Rinse off?
You're not rinsing.
No,
the towel.
You're throwing it on the floor.
Because usually
there's nothing changing.
there's been times when I put it in the bathtub and I've run some water. If she's like right around the corner, like if I'm,
but you're not thinking of
the maid.
I guess you would.
Yeah,
be,
I am
a little bit.
And then the reason why is because the day she knocked and I had to tell her to hang on because I wasn't. I was done. I was belly wipes. I was in belly wipes.
Look, I have to tell you something. This is going to be a heavy weekend. So
yeah, this is brutal.
You want to just wait until Sunday,
or when girls are like, you know, because it's a vacation, so the girls like it's a murder scene. Then you,
yeah,
I've there's you scrub that off. You know, I'm not the maid is not going to. This is not her job. Oh, we're just so gross.
I'm supposed to go to Vegas in June too.
Have now, fun. Now yeah, I'm rethinking. Well, I got there once and I had to call because they had that weird. Because I watched an Oprah episode.
Why'd you bring your own sheets?
The Oprah episode showed bring your own pillow for sure, and then that top mattress or that top cover on the thing. They wash that maybe once every three times.
Oh, I ripped that thing right off.
Oh, it comes right off, and that's what Oprah said. Get this off because she just found feces and goop all over that. And so I sat down once, and they had this weird kind of. Like, you know those super smooth, soft Target blankets you get? They're really soft, yeah. Nice blankets. There's one at the foot of the bed, and I went in to – I got rooms for my brother-in-law and his sister-in-law, and so they were there, and we're in their room, and I looked at the bed, and there's just a – there's a decoration across that particular thing. So that soft blanket has this – part where it looks
stray
like somebody wiped a Krispy Kreme across it.
Ugh.
And I called and I told the lady down. I'm like, look, nope, I'm not cutting corners here. There is a big shot.
I think you have snails in this room.
There's a shot across the nice comforting blanket. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. We'll have somebody up in an hour. And I'm like, not good enough. Now.
Really?
Like, yeah. I mean, you can't, as the front desk lady, you can't be like, yeah, give us a second. No, you run somebody out there to get the last guys off the bed. It makes
that,
you wonder.
That overrules not getting TV reception in my room.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get someone up there an hour.
Right.
They got all these other little things.
You can send
do.
Up a guy later for the electronics that aren't really kicking in. That is disgusting. Anyway. So let me say I'm sorry on the day after Cinco de Mayo, which we should have thought about this yesterday, to all the hotel maids out there. It's,
oh, yeah.
Just so sorry. Ugh. And happy hangover de Mayo, because today's the day that everybody's like, I shouldn't have done this last night. Scottsdale. I went down Scottsdale Road last night. Oh, my goodness.
A lot of tacos.
It was taco. There was a lot of unfolded tacos last night, and I mean a lot. They were packed up. It was pretty – I'm like, I don't even want to venture into one of these places. It just jammed up. Pretty amazing. And downtown was the same way. So I hope everybody's feeling their hangover this morning. Let's get a wake-up song. We're going to need a double up to get it going today. 585-9800, that's the phone number. You tell us what you want to hear next. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.